Brilliance Audio presents an unabridged recording of The House of Thunder by Dean Koontz, performed by Laurel Merlington and Mel Foster. This book is for Gerda, as it surely should have been from the start.
Part 1. Fear comes quietly. The year was 1980, an ancient time, so long ago and far away. 1. When she woke, she thought she was blind. She opened her eyes and could see only purple darkness, ominous and shapeless shadows stirring within other shadows. Before she could panic, that gloom gave way to a pale haze, and the haze resolved into a white acoustic tile ceiling. She smelled fresh bed linens, antiseptics, disinfectants, rubbing alcohol. She turned her head, and pain flashed the length of her forehead, as if an electric shock had snapped through her skull from temple to temple. Her eyes immediately swam out of focus. When her vision cleared again, she saw that she was in a hospital room. She could not remember being admitted to a hospital. She didn't even know the name of it or in what city it was located. "What's wrong with me?" She raised one dismayingly weak arm, put a hand to her brow, and discovered a bandage over half of her forehead. Her hair was quite short, too. Hadn't she worn it long and full? She had insufficient strength to keep her arm raised. She let it drop back to the mattress. She couldn't raise her left arm at all, for it was taped to a heavy board and pierced by a needle. She was being fed intravenously. The chrome IV...